Blackstone Audio presents Fire Season, Field Notes from a Wilderness Lookout by Philip Connors. Prologue. Until about 15 years ago, I thought fire lookouts had gone the way of itinerant cowboys, small-time gold prospectors, and other icons of an older, wilder West. Then a friend of mine named Mandy Jane asked for my mailing address in Missoula, Montana, where we were both students in print journalism, one of the least likely courses of study in the history of higher education, though we couldn't have known that at the time. MJ said she'd soon have a lot of time to write letters. When spring exams were over, she'd be off to New Mexico to watch for fires. I was intrigued and more than a little envious. MJ's letters did not disappoint. She was posted in the middle of the Gila National Forest, on the edge of the world's first designated wilderness, 130 miles north of the border with Mexico. On Loco Mountain, she said, not a single man-made light could be seen after dark. She lived in her lookout tower, a 12-by-12-foot room on stilts. The nearest grocery store was 5 miles by pack trail and 85 more by mountain road. Over the course of 4 months, she had fewer than 20 visitors, hunters on horseback mainly, and a few adventurous hikers. The romance in those letters was almost unimaginable. For years, our paths diverged, though we always kept in touch by letter. I left school for New York and lucked into a job with the Wall Street Journal. Her continuing adventures took her to Ghana, Costa Rica, and Argentina. One spring, she wrote to say she was back in the States.